This is Ozarks at Large. Tomorrow, there will be a golf tournament to benefit the Single Parent Scholarship Fund of Northwest Arkansas. A golf event to raise money for a nonprofit organization is not unusual, but Golftoberfest isn't on a spacious 18-hole course. It's here. Gator Golf is a miniature golf course on College Avenue in Fayetteville. Golftoberfest has been here for the past few seasons, and it's a golf outing that allows the entire family to participate. Gator Golf has been open for 25 years, and Jimmy Lester has been there since opening day.
We have a lot of people come out that had their first date here, and now their kids are coming out that are grown and having kids, so it's kind of fun to talk to those people. I had a family the other night that the parents had come on their first date. Now their son was married, and he had a little kid, and he was bringing him out for the first time.
By his estimate, there have been about 750,000 people swing the putter and try to sink the brightly colored balls over obstacles, through holes, and around the elephants, gorillas, and other animal sculptures during the 25 years of Gator Golf. Jimmy, a native of Louisville, Arkansas, came to Fayetteville in the late 50s to attend the University of Arkansas. After school, he went into the banking business and later worked for a carpet manufacturing firm. Then a buddy suggested that they get into the miniature golf business, that it seemed like a good idea. Together, they built a course in Branson, then Gator Golf. Jimmy Lester says he no longer plays the bigger version of golf, but still, even after a quarter century, picks up a putter and tries his skills at his own course.
All about every day, just play a few holes around here, killing time, or, you know, somebody comes up, we play a few holes. My grandkids are in town, we play all of them a lot. So.
He says he's not competitive and there's no real secret to being better than anybody else, but that doesn't stop some of his customers from making miniature golf a passion.
We have a lot of people that come three or four times a week that bring their buddies and have a big time. So.
You ever had anyone have a perfect score?
No.
How close?
Well, we've got both of the courses are par 40, and we've had the best score is a 29. And the second best I ever heard was a 31. So, and they were legitimate. I mean, people have, you know, told the truth about their scores.
People telling the truth about their scores? Another way that miniature golf is different from its larger cousin.
That is the hardest hole on the golf course.
That one right there?
Yes.
So this week, Jimmy Lester was asked for some advice on how to master the toughest hole at Gator Golf. It's a stretch of green carpet with bumps on either side of the hole. Hit the ball too hard, it ricochets back. Hit the ball not hard enough, it rolls back to you as well. His guidance, hit the ball hard, but not too hard. And after a few strokes, 3 minutes, and some cheating, the ball falls into the hole. By the way, this is miniature golf, not putt-putt.
Putt-putt was a chain, and all of their courses were alike. I mean, if you went to one in Florida or one in Illinois, they were all the same, with the same turf and everything, and they were more or less square or rectangle, and you hit a ball and bounced it off. And this is when this guy came up with the concept to make holes look like a real golf course. That's kind of the main difference.
In this day of iPod touches, Xboxes, and Nintendo DS, Jimmy Lester says the very non-technical concept behind miniature golf is still popular.
It's something you can spend 30 minutes or 45 minutes with your family, and there's not any music, and you know, a lot of people talk and play with their cell phone in their ear, I noticed, but then, of course, a lot of people don't, and I think it's a way to escape some of that with your kids, and at least, and you can visit with them while you're playing.
Golftoberfest, to benefit Single Parent Scholarship Fund of Northwest Arkansas, is tomorrow at Gator Golf in Fayetteville. Flight times are at 10 and 12:30. Participation is $15 per person or $60 per team. You can learn more at the organization's website, spsfnwa.org.
Oh, it's fun. Every day is fun out here. You see something different.